Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today we have another episode of Deputized, this time who's deputized but ungrateful little incel Jack Shambles.
But as he embarrasses himself, listen carefully for the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. If it's correct, what happens, Kevin?
Write down, mail in, valuable prize.
I'm Lower Heights Sheriff's Office Deputy Bjorn Withers. With me is my fellow deputy, Maisie.
My name's Maisie, but you can call me Gertrude the Loon.
Whatever. This week, I'm standing in for Sheriff Coors on Deputized, the podcast where we pin shiny badges on popular men in charge characters, and they help us solve a crime.
Listeners, our guest star today is that ungrateful little incel and perennial parental basement dweller, Jack Shambles.
Hello, and just to set the record straight, I moved out of my mother's basement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, now I'm staying in the basement of my friend, Mike Page.
Hey, radio, Mike Page here. Hey, listeners, don't ever get married, okay? It's a scam.
Today is not for you, Mike Page. Gertrude, would you pin our celebrity deputy badge on Jack? Jack, have you ever ventured out of a basement long enough to shop at Siegehound Tactical, the local military surplus?
Look at my clothes, dude. Nothing fits, yet it's all camo. What do you think?
Ah, to the Withersmobile. Jack, we're investigating the owner of the shop, Old Man Morty Crumbles, about his so-called tactical gear. Here we are.
That was fast driving. Where's Old Man Crumbles?
Jack Shambles, I said you was banned after your last attempt at shoplifting mini cannons.
We're not here about his past crimes, Morty. We're here about this tactical gear of yours.
So many buttons, Velcro, zippers, lanyards, and secret pockets. Ooh!
I naturally thought tactical gear was made by the military.
And there you'd be naturally wrong, Jack. Could a firefighter, for example, wear these baggy parachute pants without tripping?
Okay, so tactical gear is just made to stand up to more abuse. So what?
Well, that's not true either. This tactical backpack is nothing to my deputy's Bowie knife.
To be clear, tactical gear is, quote, any type of apparel that offers value and purpose to the wearer other than appearance. That's what I wrote on my website, anyway.
Jack, have you figured out the crime yet?
I can take the rationality that Jordan Peterson taught me in his web series, Becoming the Monster You Were Destined to Be. By Old Man Crumble's definition, tap shoes are tactical clothing.
Yeah, and your grandmother's knitted ugly Christmas sweaters, quote, offer value and purpose other than appearance, unquote, for sure. Come on, Old Man Crumbles, it's off to failed capitalist jail for you.
My grandmother's dead.
Well, it's a fair cop.
Did you learn anything here today, Jack Shambles? Jack?
The little miscreant found a comfortable pile of inflammable service blankets and zonked out.
We'll leave him here while we pursue justice. See, Maisie, I told you we'd start making arrests once Sheriff Coors was off the podcast.
Ooh.
Tony, do we have a listener who wrote in?
Cindy Harbeck of Anaconda, Montana asks, why is the plural of goose geese, but the plural of moose is moose? What do you think about the correctness level here?
Well,
Kevin?
I think that this should have been asked in grade school.
But as indifferent as we are to the question, we are not so to the cast.
We would like to thank Greg Smith, Tony Flynn, Ann Porter, and Kevin Decker. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the only man who has collected and sold all of the socks that disappeared from your dryer, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.